Greetings from the south of Ireland, from Cork. It's Paul O'Mahony in his car going into the centre of Cork City on Saturday afternoon. It's 15:04. And just let's see what's on the radio.
Well, he obtained the job thinking he could hire himself to write music for the games he produced. Clever guy. His first major composition.
So I'm listening to, I have no idea what that is, but I'm listening to a bit of RTE, Radio Television Lyric FM. This audio boo is in response to Boyd Jane, who lives on the western coast of Canada, on the outskirts or a short distance from Vancouver. Very often she says that she's in Vancouver. But she made an audio boo in which she sought the views and experience of people on audio boo who have a lot of draft audio boos on their smart devices. And she asked, what do you do with them? Wondering, she said, what should she do with them? So I'm really, this is something that has vexed me and that has given me some catastrophic experience, having a lot of draft audio boos on my phone. And I thought, well, it's about time I shared my experience for a certain amount of time. I was so ashamed, I suppose, of what I regarded as my own stupidity that I didn't tell anybody what had happened. And briefly, that story is that I made a huge number of audio boos. I don't know how many it was, many of which, of course, were precious to me and never been shared anywhere. And many of them were dialogues with my daughter, Omani Dot, on audio boo in the car. And something went wrong. The technical side of it doesn't matter. The audio boo app seized up or something like that. And one thing led to another, and I decided that what I would do would be disconnect, or whatever it's called, close down the audio boo app and reboot it. And then I lost all the... And I should have known. It was a really silly thing to do. So whatever you do, Jane Boyd, in Canada, do not reboot your or reinstall your audio boo app while you're wondering what to do. So, here we go. That was a bit of a tragedy, and I think, you know, I would use a stronger word than tragedy if this wasn't in a public place. I did a count on my own Apple, what is it, a 4S, and I have a 62 approximately on my phone, draft audio boos, 62. And, well, actually, I haven't been wondering what to do with them very much until Jane's audio boo came out. And because I've had a load of other things to do, and I thought, look, I just have to get on with now. I've got all these ones there. They can sit there until, well, they can just sit there. I didn't even think about them. But what to do about them? Well, it would, of course, take a very long time to upload them. Question, as Jane has said, I certainly doubt that I have got time to upload 62, and it would be, well, perhaps it would be an act of vanity, I would feel, for myself to put them all up. Who would be interested in them? But there are some of them that I will upload because, at the very least, I'm doing it for one person, that's my daughter, and I'm doing it sharing material which someday she or her children or her children's children might be interested in the sound of what was recorded. I think probably that's the most important one. So I suppose my first suggestion back to Jane is be very discriminating and have a very good reason. Whatever it is, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't have to be saying it's me or anybody else. Have a good reason for doing anything. I suppose that means have a good reason. But I suppose the default position, sensibly, would be to the default position would be to delete them all. But that would then mean that except for the following type of audiobooks. That's, well, this is going to be my approach, you know. I'll probably get a, well, no, probably about it. I know I'll get a certain amount of satisfaction out of deleting and reducing. I would really like to get back to the position where I only had, let's say, a small number of audiobooks. Perhaps including ones in which people had given me confidential information that either they asked me to delay communicating or they asked me never to communicate. I have a number of audiobooks which people have subsequently rung me up and said, please don't use that, please don't share that. And of course, I won't share it. The funny kind of journalism, I've often thought that audiobook journalism, if you like, which, or even social media journalism, in which you're asked by somebody, please take down that photograph of me, or please delete that audio that we recorded. You're more or less, well, you, I don't know, I feel more or less that I want to do it for the sake of the relationship. I don't want to. But if you're interviewed by a journalist for a newspaper or for mainstream media, I don't know if I would have the same reaction, really. I suppose by that I mean that if I was a mainstream journalist and I'd just done an interview with somebody famous or somebody, well, not somebody I wanted to publish, I'm not sure I would really agree to their request that I not include in the article a report of what they said when I asked them something. I must really ask some proper journalists what their view is on that. If you're asked after you've done a interview with somebody and collected some information, some of which might be quite dramatic, let's say, do you feel completely at liberty to disclose? I have a tendency, this is the second part of the audiobook, I have a tendency to share a lot of stuff and to almost deny myself the right to not share it on the grounds that it feels a little bit more authentic to share what was recorded when I intended to share it than to just record the ones I approve of afterwards. In other words, you know, when you make mistakes and when you come across and say something to regret, I've often put stuff up and thought to myself, God, I kicked myself, I could have done that much better. Or sometimes, not very often, I think, well, why did I ask that question? Why didn't I ask this one or this one? Or why didn't we take the conversation in that direction? My predisposition is in favor of sharing on the grounds that, you know, I'm not a perfectionist and don't want to behave like a perfectionist. And, you know, I feel kind of, if I was to subject my critical side to every audiobook that I make, you know, I probably wouldn't share it on the grounds that I could have done it better. So that's a second one. I think I've really only got one main point to make to Jane, and it's the point about being discriminating. But I'm very keen to know if other people have drafts stored up on their machine, on their smartphone or whatever it is. I'll just repeat my caution, which is just be damn careful that you don't delete them by accident, really. And, okay, so last thing, really, on this Saturday, dry Saturday afternoon at 16.5 degrees here in Cork. That's centigrade. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit. Guessing it might be about 58 or 56, but anyway, on this afternoon I'm going to buy myself a gift, I think I must call it. I'm very close to deciding, well, I have decided I'm going to buy an Apple TV. In case you make the same mistake as I did when I first heard of Apple TVs, it's not an actual physical size TV, it's a little box that you can connect into your Apple. That you can connect into your TV, and it does various things. And if anybody out there listening to this has an experience of Apple TV that they'd like to share, I would be riveted. So there we are. Especially if, you, by the way, especially if your experience is that, Paul, you really shouldn't have bought that. You know, you're crazy, man. You could have got the same thing, the same result for a quarter of the cost, or for, well, you've saved your time. I'm on my way driving into a shop in the middle of Cork called CompuB, which has the Apple TV on sale for €109, and they didn't have it in the first computer place I went to in Mahon Point, and secondly, they had it in Argos, but they had the price reduced from something like 130 to 120. So that's that felt to me like a bit of a swizz, actually, and I didn't feel like giving them my custom after I rang up CompuB and said, how much have you got it on sale for? So there. Anyway, look, having a good Saturday. Very best wishes from Cork. I don't think we can get any sound out the window worth listening to. This is the sound of fresh air in Ireland. That was an ambulance car, paramedic, driving past. All the best. Bye for now. Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony blog. On all good social networks of the ones that I've signed up to. They are Bernie Goldback. Bye, Top Gold. Bye.